Wait a second. Hold
What's
on.
What's that?
Well, let me get this. That's Jimmy Buffett, which means that's the music I play going down to the Keys. Hold on a second, man. That's got to be Jimmy Johnson joining us this morning.
Well.
Coach, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we got a little drama, man. We're right down our thing, man. We just get a little drama, whether it's in Dallas.
There's always some drama. If you're in South Florida, you got drama.
It's just weird. It used to be you, and now it's not.
You know, there's drama all during football season. There's drama. You don't think there's some drama in Dallas right now?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hey, there's drama all over the country. Drama in Baltimore, drama all around.
Boy, you're not kidding.
And Green Bay, you don't think, you know, Aaron Rodgers, they got a little drama up there right now? Football season causes drama.
But Jimmy, I want to ask you, does it seem like the players are different today, or has everybody always been the same? And what's your take on today's NFL player? The same as they've always been or different?
No, if you let them be different, they'll be different. You don't see them different up in New England.
No,
but
no,
you see
don't.
Them different throughout the league. You know, when you got players that've got a pot full of money sitting there in the bank because they've been given these big contracts. I think they're a little bit more independent. They're more outspoken. They're more willing to say take a risk and say if you don't want me, fine. I've got plenty of money. I think it still gets down to leadership. I think it still gets down to being in charge, being in control, and selling your players on, there's a bigger thing there for the team, and there's something at the end of the rainbow if you'll do it right. But that's a job. It's hard to do. It's much harder, I think, today than what it was, 20 or 30 years ago or 40 years ago.
Is a communication thing, whether you got good news or bad news for a player, is that important, old school and new school, that you got to let them know, even if they may not like to hear it?
Yeah, I think, the head coach, the people in a leadership role, I think they have to be in constant communication with each individual, not necessarily as a team. Not necessarily as a group. Everybody can stand up there and give them a preacher speech in front of the team. But I think more one-on-one with the individual players. Because every player's got a different button to push. Every player's different. Some of them you got to stroke them. Sometimes you got to, be on their case. And you got to know them. You got to know what really what motivates them, what gets them to go out there and lay it on the line. Because it's not an easy job.
No.
Not an easy job to play. It's not an easy job to lead. So it takes work, and it takes a lot of effort.
Jimmy Johnson joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. All right, Jimmy, I want to bring it back quickly to Coral Gables and what's going on with the University of Miami, the Hurricanes football team. Big win against Florida State earlier this season. Thought things were kind of turning around a little bit, and then all of a sudden this funk that they're in for the last couple weeks, and Coach Richt is getting a lot of the heat because he's calling the plays and he's the head coach. Should he be getting that much heat? What do you think's going on in Coral Gables?
Well, when you have high expectations and if you don't meet those expectations, there's going to be disappointment, and obviously there's going to be heat. Let me say up front, I like Mark Richt. I think he's done a really outstanding job of, going out and recruiting good players. But I also will say this, and I've said this from day one, and Joe, I've said it as far as the head coach calling the plays. I used to have this discussion with Norv Turner. Norv is as good an offensive coordinator as there was or is. And yet as a head coach, he continued to call plays. And I told him, I said, Norv, you've got to oversee the whole thing. And, there's so many demands on your time that, I'd much rather have a guy, calling plays that it spends night and day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week working on that one thing. I think it's even harder, I think, in college than what it is in pro football. In pro football, there are some demands on a head coach's time, but you're 90% football. A college head coach, there's a lot of demands on your time, with the alumni, with the university, with recruiting. And it's hard for you to be on top of it, you know, night and day, 24 hours a day. I'd much rather have somebody do it, you know, that's doing it all the time.
Let's talk about that drama you brought up from last night. Cowboys lose at home and get knocked around pretty good by Tennessee, now 3-5. And, boy, they are all over their head coach position you had at one point. And you know Jerry's not taking a lot of heat for this. I mean, he may be general manager, but he's owner, and obviously – I'm just curious. You're sitting back watching this. What are your thoughts overall on the talent and where Dallas is right now?
I think they've got some talent. I think their style of play keeps everybody in it. You know, points are scored in the passing game. And the running game's fine, and you need a running game. You need to have a solid running game to ice a game at the end, eat up the clock to keep the other team off the field, on and on. But you score your points in the passing game, you know, the big chunk plays. And, you know, they're not getting the big chunk plays. And I like Jason Garrett, a really smart guy, you know, really good guy. But I think they're, you know, they're hurting in some areas. I think Cooper will help them, and they could get better. But that was a big disappointment last night. No one expected that. You know, Tennessee came in there and played really well.
All right, so let's get into some Jimmy Johnson stuff because we never see you. how's that trip to L.A.? Are you getting tired of that thing, or are you still okay going for jumping on that plane and going out there and coming back every week?
Hey, Joe, I've been trying to retire for about 5 years. I'm going to be in a walker going out there. They keep telling me, say, if you just do it another couple years, we'll let you leave. And pretty soon I'm going to be a hologram out there.
That's probably the way to go, Coach. Tell them to do the thing from the house. Get the camera in the house and the keys at this point.
I did that the first couple of years, and they didn't like that. They actually want me on the set. But Fox has got the Super Bowl in Miami next year, and I've got a contract going through then. They'd like for me to stay, through the Super Bowl in Miami. And I still love doing the show. You know, Terry Bradshaw and I are still, extremely close friends. And, we have an absolute ball. You know, like Michael Strahan, he's got about 10 different jobs.
I don't know how he does that Monday morning.
He's got a whole stack full of money every single week. and yet he still does our show. I said, Michael, why in the world are you flying all across the country from New York to do this show? He said, you know what, of all the things I do, he said, I love doing this show. We have so much fun. We laugh and cut up. He said, I'd almost do this show for free. He said, it's that much fun. And it's the same thing for me. I mean, I love doing the show. Obviously, I don't like to travel. But I don't know. One of these days, I'll say I'm going to be at the Keys 100% of the time.
Yeah, well, hey. Listen, we love having you. We don't get to talk to you enough. Hey, before I let you go, this Le'Veon Bell thing, November 13th deadline, he's already – I will never understand. I'm old school when it comes to the money, giving up $852,000 a week jobs.
Unbelievable. And Joe, he'll never make this money back up.
No, that's my point.
I don't care what kind of contract he signs. He will not make this money back up. I don't understand it. I think he's getting poor advice and – he's made some poor decisions. We'll see. He'll be back in the league somewhere. I don't know if it'll be in Pittsburgh, he'll get him a big contract, but he'll never make the money up that he's lost this year.
Coach, I got to bring up a name that you brought up earlier, Norv Turner. Are you surprised he's still going?
He ain't Cam. And that's a good marriage.
Cam Newton and him, he's doing great there.
He called me before the season. He said, well, I'm going to go to Carolina. I said, you just absolutely cannot give it up, can you? he loves doing it, and he's doing a great job with Cam because Cam's probably not the easiest guy in the world to coach. I mean, he's extremely talented, don't get me wrong, but he is kind of a free spirit. And Norv's doing a great job, with that offense and with that football team. Hey, the whole thing, they protect the football. They're wide open and they make big plays, but they don't turn the ball over a lot, and that wins a lot of games.
All right, and I'm just curious, halfway through the season, as we get started now for the second half, as you look at this thing, two best teams right now, in each side of the draw here in the conferences. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. You know, you got on the NFC, you got the New Orleans Saints, and you got the Rams with Carolina as an outside shot, and Minnesota's coming on strong. Then the AFC, obviously, New England, you got them, and Kansas City's as exciting a team as there is. You know, Pittsburgh maybe, and then the Chargers are starting to come on. So
yeah,
that's where I actually think the Dolphins, you know, they've got an outside run, to, you know, to get a wild card. You know, them and Indianapolis, and you know, Chargers in there. So hey, a lot of football left to be played.
Good stuff, Jimmy. Man, it sure is good talking. You know, don't tease us like this. Every so often, you want to pop in on one of these gossipy, soapy days, man. You call anytime you want.
Okay, Joe, Zach. Okay, enjoy.
Thanks, Coach.
You guys.
Appreciate it.
Jimmy Johnson joining us. Look at that surprise. That was very nice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.